Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. The second hour of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. This is the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. We're glad to have you. I am Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo, is at the helm. I have a fandom question to ask all of you. Lonzo will be the arbiter. He is the judge of this.
It's a wrong show, but it's all right. I'll do my best.
Thought you might. Skrilla just popped in. He said, Rob, missed you at the Triumph game Saturday. It was the largest crowd in a minute. I had to hold down the drums all game. For those of you that don't know, the Reedy River Riot, the official supporters club for the Greenville Triumph, I play in the drum line. And so, there's me and two or three other guys. Skrilla's one, Andrew, Joe. We all kind of rotate through the drums. But I ordinarily play the snare drum in the drum line. And when the other two guys that play the bass aren't traditionally there, I'll move over to the bass drum. We'll play with the chance, whatever. So anyway, Saturday, the Triumph had a home match against the Richmond Kickers. Top team in the league. If we win that game outright, we go back to the top of the table. Which, by the way, we did. 1-0 Greenville Triumph now lead the USL League One again. But here is my question. I had planned on going to that game. I had told all the rioters that I was going to that game. I got a phone call about an hour and 50 minutes before the match kicked off. And on top of that, Lonzo, it was Star Wars night for the Triumph. All right. It's a match I had been looking forward to all year against a rival for top positioning in the league. It's Star Wars night, biggest crowd outside of the Charlotte FC match, right? This was the match to be at. I didn't go. Okay. Because about an hour and 45 minutes before the match started, I got a call from Roy, our promotions guy downstairs. Roy's my dog. And Roy says, Rob Brown, I got four spare extra tickets to the Alan Jackson concert tonight. Alan is on his farewell tour, okay? Now, Alan Jackson, you know, a lot of guys, Lonzo, the farewell tour for most musicians is like farewell until my next farewell tour. I think Elton John's about to play Charlotte, and he's on like farewell tour number 9. I saw Elton John's farewell tour when I was like 11. I'm now 37, and he's on a farewell tour again, right? So, that being said, Alan's got some big-time health issues, right? This is more than likely like the for-real last Alan Jackson tour. And Rob Brown grew up in what I consider, although Lonzo is going to scoff so loud it may hurt some of your ears, what I consider, you know, when you think about musical eras, Lonzo, you got the doo-wop of the 50s. You got the singer-songwriters of the 60s. You got the energy-driven rock of the 70s. You got the glam rock of the 80s. For me, the 1990s was defined by by country music. It was Alan Jackson. It was Brooks and Dunn. It was Garth getting his real true start. It was Dwight Yoakam. It was George Strait. It was Clint Black. It was Tracy Anderson. 90s, the 90s for me especially, but I genuinely think America-wide, the 90s was driven by arguably the greatest era of country music in country music history. And that's not taken away from Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn and all the greats.
You know what that cost me? That big boom in country? A lot of gas money, because I refused to ride with any of my friends who suddenly gone country. No,
look,
thank
at
you.
Look at Ann Boots.
No, thank you.
Which is an Alan Jackson song, by the way. You didn't intend to do that. Oh, did you?
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say you did. Good reference. I got a ticket to go see Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson is on Rob Brown's Mount Rushmore of country music. All right? The guy's one of the best songwriters of all time. One of the best performers of all time. But health-wise, he's not doing great. Alan's right in my own backyard. I get a ticket an hour and 45 minutes. 15 minutes after I get off of Bet for the Cycle, Roy's like, I got 4 tickets. Do you want them? And I was like, yep, I do. Because as much as I want to be at that Triumph game, and you guys know I don't miss Triumph games for anything, right? I don't. As much as I wanted to be there for Star Wars Night against the rival for Top of the Table, Alan Jackson was like the guy to Rob Brown. I've probably sung Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. More times than any other song in the game. And when I got the chance to go, I was like, I'm sorry to the Triumph. I love those guys. I'm sorry to Chris and Doug and Joe and John and all the guys over there. Sorry to the Skrilla and all the guys in the Riot. But I got to go see Alan Jackson. Here's my question as I sit here, Lonzo, in last year's all-black and electric green alternate Greenville Triumph jersey. Is that a reason to be called a forsaken fan? Did I miss the boat? Am I a bad visitor? I try to do as much as I can for all I look. For the Rabbits, I'm wearing a Swamp Rabbits hat right now. For the Rabbits, for the Drive, for the Triumph, for Wofford, for Furman, I try to do as much as I can for all the local teams.
That Triumph,
it's a good look, right?
It looks really.
That's a good jersey.
It does.
The All Blacks, a good look. I try to do as much as I can for all the local teams, but in the biggest game of their season, with the exception of having Charlotte FC and MLS side come to town, in the biggest game of the season, I skipped it to go to an Alan Jack, to go to a country music concert. Now, Lonzo, for your sake, take that it was a country music concert out of the equation and just say, I went to see one of my favorite artists of all time who is probably, because of health issues, done touring after this tour. Am I a bad fan for not being there for the Triumph in the biggest game of the year and leaving out the march of the snare drum for that squad in order to go see one of my favorite all-time artists on his genuinely farewell tour? Is that a reason to ding my fanhood? I accept your decision either way.
No, I mean, listen, it, no matter what it is, no matter what genre, or even if it's like someone on their last theater performance and you know that they're not doing well, you got to go see that. And the thing about the Triumph, they're just getting started. They're just get how many years they've been around? 3, 4? Is this fourth year?
This is the fourth year.
Yeah, so they're just getting started, and you would regret not going to see Alan Jackson if you didn't go.
So, that's 100% correct. I absolutely would. I would. I will also tell you though, I hate that it was on the same night because I regret missing this match. This is a big match. This is a playoff implication match. This is a home field throughout the playoffs match. This is a home field in the championship match if we make it again there caliber match, and I missed it. So I regret not, I was going to regret missing whatever event I missed, Alan Jackson to the Triumph. But my question is, if this was Greenville taking on the bottom of the league, the bottom of the table team, right? The bottom of the league team. If this was Greenville v. Tucson with their 13 points compared to our 35, if this was Greenville v. North Carolina or Colorado Hailstorm, the three least teams in the league. I'm not worried about it, right? It's like, yeah, I hate missing a game. I love playing those games. They're fantastic. I like being in the drum line. I like being a face of the supporter section, right? I would have missed it for Allen Jackson. But this was, again, a game for us to jump Richmond and jump up to first on the table, which if we remain there through the regular season, if we make it back to the championship match, all of the playoff games, including the USL League One championship game, would be in Greenville, which I would obviously be at. So I will ask you, the listening audience, to levy a ruling here. Rob Brown, noted Greenville Triumph fan, wearing the jersey as we speak. Noted Greenville Triumph fan Rob Brown, the guy who does weekly segments about this team, who is at every home match, right, who MCs all of their watch and event parties, etc., skipped the game. Skipped the game last minute because he got tickets to go to a concert. Now, granted, it was a big concert for me. Allen Jackson was one of the defining voices of my childhood, all right? Allen Jackson's music was part of the soundtrack of the formative years of my life. And Allen, again, if Allen was 45, right? If Allen was 45 and I know he had another 20 years of touring to go, I'm probably not as cracked up about it. But my man's 63. He's got health issues. In fact, he had to, Allen Jackson, who I've seen in concert before, used to, you know, he plays the guitar wirelessly because he goes all over the stage. But now he has to have somebody basically help him walk to the center of the stage. He's got it's not a chair, but he's got like a pole with like a little chair-like thing on the end that he has to lean against while, now he stood the whole show. I've seen a lot of guys at that point, they sit on a stool, and it's not the same to play upbeat, electric-driven country music while you're sitting on a stool, right? It's not the same. He leaned against the post so that he could be standing while he was singing the song. Sounded phenomenal. But he also, like every third song, though, he had to let the band play like an extra 2 minutes instrumentally so he could like catch his breath and which, fine. You're an icon. You've earned that, right? Defining voice of the soundtrack of the formative years of Rob Brown, this is it for AJ. Right, this is his last tour. I have no doubt he is going to retire back to his wife and three daughters and call it a career after this tour. I accept your ruling, Rob Brown Armada. I accept your ruling, the fan upstate Cosmos. I can't do Universe and Galaxy; those are both taken. The fan upstate Cosmos. I accept your universe. I accept your decision. Is this a ding? Am I getting knocked down the Triumph fan power rankings because I skipped the biggest and most important match of the year to go see Allen Jackson play in concert? Text us at 71307, 71307, the Preferred Home Services text line. Start your text with the word fan, F-A-N. Start your text with the word fan, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. I want your judgment. Here are the two texts that have come in so far. And I want more. I need your. If you've got a thought, I want it. I'll read them on the air. Text number one says, Rob, it boils down to what will hold a special place in your memory and something you will most likely never get to witness again. You absolutely made the right choice. That's from Bobby. Bobby, appreciate that text. Thank you very much. As a fellow Robert, you're the man. Thank you very much. Here's the thing. The Greenville Triumph do hold and I will say this lovingly, a very distinguished spot in my heart of the Greenville teams. And the reason why is when I got here to Greenville 2.5 years ago, the Greenville Triumph were the first team that reached out to me, right? Chris and Joe and Doug and all these guys, Harksey, they all reached out to me. They're like, hey man, welcome to the Upstate. Like, we want you to be a part of what we're building here. They were a relatively new team. They had only played one season already. I talked about them a lot when I got here because I was impressed when I came up for my audition. I saw Triumph stuff everywhere. And I'm like, I don't even know what the Triumph are. What the hell are these guys? I knew who they were before I moved here. And when I got here, they reached out to me. Hey, man, we want you to be a part of this. We'd love to have you out for a match. When the COVID lockdown happened and the Triumph, like everybody else, were playing matches behind closed doors, they were like, hey, we're going to give you a press pass. We want you to be able to come out and watch these matches and get them on the air. I mean, they took care of me then. They still do now. So the Triumph do have a special place to me because they were the first team that, like, and the Swamp Rabbits have done the same. The Drive have done the same now. But they were the first team that reached out to me. Like, we want you to be a part of what we're building here. And I'm honored and remain honored about that. So the Triumph do mean a lot to me. I own more Greenville Triumph shirts and jerseys than any other team with the exception of the Saints. All right? It means a lot to me. So this match was special. It was important. It was big. It was a big match for them, and it wasn't there. So that's my question. Second text that we've gotten on the Preferred Home Services text line, 71307. Start your text with Fan FAM. We're going to read them on the air. Second text we got says, Rob, very egregious error. You should have your fan card pulled. Alan Jackson could care less about you, but those dependent upon you with the Triumph question mark? Shameful. End quote. I accept that opinion. I really do. I accept that opinion because I understand that I have a, and I'm not saying this at, and I hope Skrilla and Keegan and the rest of the group in the chat don't take this as offensive, but I have... I have a large voice in the riot, not as a member, because I don't have any control over the direction of that particular supporters club, but I've got a larger voice in driving people to the match, not physically in my car, like using this to get them there. Lonzo says that I'm a louder than the average person. So like when we're doing the chants, I understand my voice reverberates more.
Yeah, don't put that on me like I'm the only one who's ever said that.
I play the drum, which obviously sets the cadence for those chants. Like, I understand I play a larger role than the average fan at a Triumph game, and I wasn't there for them in the biggest match of the year. I genuinely feel bad about it, but also it was, again, Alan Jackson. Texas says, if you had skipped a Triumph game to see the Rolling Stones on their 15th farewell tour, I'd be more upset. See, the only thing that sets me there... The only thing that upsets me there is that I know this is Alan Jackson's last tour, right? But I've also never seen the Rolling Stones. I've seen Alan Jackson two other times in my life. I saw him in like 1998 in Pensacola, and then I saw him in like 2005 in Tallahassee.
I'd rather go to an Alan Jackson concert than Rolling Stones. Ugh.
Oh, I love the Stones. See, I've never seen the Stones. I've never seen Keith Richards. I've never seen Mick Jagger. So to see those guys might have also taken precedence because except Keith Richards, any one of those guys could die any day now. And I never get to see the Stones.
I don't know. They're all
180.
All possibly immortal.
True.
Yeah, there was a deal made somewhere.
Texter said, fan, imagine Rob, a one percenter, making a decision that benefits only himself. Why would anyone be shocked? Rob, that's a bad move. Thanks for the text. I mean, you had to make it personal. I was trying to make this like not personal. You tried to make it personal.
Oh, they're coming at you now.
I know. Trey said, I didn't know Alan Jackson had health issues. Now I've said, yeah, I don't remember exactly what they are, but they, I mean, he needed help walking to the stage and back. Yeah, he does. Lad says, I grew up on 90s country. My wife only kind of knew that. She randomly turned on Alan Jackson one day in the car and was stunned as I sang along. Oh, dude, Alan Jackson played an hour and 35 minutes, Lonzo. Not a song I didn't know. There was one I didn't know, and that's only because it got recently released and I hadn't heard it yet. Knew every other song. James says, every time I drive to Texas and cross the Chattahoochee, that song immediately comes to mind. Is there a more famous river in America than the Chattahoochee because of the Alan Jackson song? No.
And the 10,000 commercials that have used it.
Yeah. Right? Lad says, correct choice there, Rob. What is likely your last chance to see Alan Jackson? You got to go. Yeah, that's it. Skrilla, who had to pick up my slack on the drum, said, I ain't mad. You do you. I believe it's your prerogative. Not a knock here. Just would have been nice to have you there as my wingman, but all good, Brosif. Yeah. I get it. Trust me. I genuinely feel bad about it. But also, it was Alan Jackson.
Who carries whose slack? I mean, you said he carries your slack.
Maybe on the drums for that one game.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'm carrying his?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
Trey said, as far as I'm concerned, the Triumph game Saturday night was not only the most important game in Greenville, but the entire galaxy, because it was Star Wars night. Yeah, that's the other part. Not only did I miss a Triumph game against the number, at the time, one team in the league for the top of the table and the biggest crowd to keep them entertained with the drum, but I also missed Star Wars night. Like, oh, bummer, dude. All right, I want your rulings. I want your decisions. Text them to the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. Let's take a break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is the FAN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Lonzo and you, 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663 is the phone number. Want to remind you that coming up on Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, week one or zero, I don't know which one you prefer to call it, but week 0/1. Of the South Carolina high school football season is here.
You need to get this right. So is it week zero or is it?
See, here's the thing. I don't accept week zero.
No one does.
I don't accept week zero. No, so it's week one to me.
Anyone who's been, yeah, but you don't want to confuse people. So it actually is week zero. No one around here ever.
What is a week zero though?
Yeah, this has been contemplated. This has been debated. No one knows why they do that and why they continue. Just call it week one because it's week one. They call it week zero because not every team plays. It's just make it week one half.
Then you have a bye in week one.
Yeah, I.
Next week when everybody plays, sorry, it's week two. It's and for the record, they do this in college football too, right? Because like week zero of the college football season
is that like this week?
it's either this or that. I should know that.
Yeah.
Why would you put me on the spotlight?
We got a lot going on.
August 27th is week zero,
I think that'd be next week.
Yeah, not this weekend, but next is week zero. And they call it week zero because you don't ordinarily have a bunch of big name schools playing in that week zero time slot, right? Like week zero. The biggest names playing in week zero, Lonzo, Illinois is at home against Wyoming. Utah State's at home against UConn. North Carolina is at home against FAMU. And FSU is at home against Duquesne. Those are the biggest week zero matchups. Then that next Thursday.
I didn't even know Duquesne had a football team.
Sure do. Sure do. Then that next Thursday, September 1st, right? Now, see, what they try to do is they take Saturday, August 27th, and they include it with the next Saturday, September 3rd. No, scratch that. They combine it with that Thursday, September 1st. Now, that next Thursday has a metric boatload of games.
Including, I believe, unless I'm incorrect, Furman Paladins playing their very first game of the season, September 1st, right here. It's a Thursday, right?
I believe you are correct. Yes, Thursday, right, September 1st.
Right here on the Fan Upset.
Yeah, so Furman's playing that night. Tennessee's at home that night. West Virginia's at Pitt that night. South Carolina State's at UCF that night. Toledo is at home. Wake Forest is at home against VMI that night. Purdue, Penn State opens Big Ten play out of the gate for those two teams. Missouri out of the SEC's at home against La Tech on that Thursday. And Minnesota's at home against New Mexico State. There's a whole lot of other games in there. But they try to roll that first Saturday in with that first Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday and call it week one. So basically they call week one Saturday, August 27th through Saturday, September 3rd, and that's all week one.
But there's a big difference between college and high school as far as, at least here in the upstate of South Carolina, week zero, you got some really good games every year. Usually teams that, you know, from out of state coming into play or something like that. So you got some really good games, including the very first game for Burns.
Yeah, which is going to be this Friday night at home against Brooklyn Casey High School. The gentleman that will be on the play-by-play call right here on the Fan Upstate is not only very, very talented, but handsome as hell. So anyway, tune in on Friday night to find out just who that might be.
Brand new broadcast, brand new everything. Cannot wait to hear it.
Yeah, going to be very, very good. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, Lonzo, at 4 p.m., I will be at Burns High School to watch practice. I'll be talking to Coach Shaw. I'll be talking to some of the players. And tomorrow on the Fan Upstate, I will have a Burns High School season preview that will be going up. And I'm looking forward to that.
One of the scariest parts of my career ever when I've had to talk in public was talking at a Burns award ceremony.
Because those people expect greatness.
No, dude. There were so many people there. It was. I'm looking out, going, "Oh my gosh!" And we were giving out an award from the station for the best player. Man, it was scary. That's the people love their Burns football.
Oh no, I'm excited about it. Trust me, I feel the pressure, my guy. I feel the pressure.
No, you don't.
Not yet. So anyway, the whole week zero. I don't like it. Now you know what college football does, and I get it. And not technically, I accept this, Lonzo. They got games Saturday, August 27th, and Thursday, September 1st, Friday, September 2nd, Saturday, September 3rd, and then I think there's Sunday, September 4th is FSU at LSU in the Superdome in Louisiana, right? And that's kind of interesting. And then Monday, September 5th, Clemson's at Georgia Tech to open up ACC play on a Monday night, y'all. So.
Isn't that a holiday? Isn't that why?
That's in Atlanta, by the way.
I believe that's, is it Memorial
Day?
Day?
Am I off that day? Is that Memorial Day? Yeah, it usually is. First week of football. You're right. It usually is. So.
Am I off that day?
I think what we do with, here's the problem. With college football, right? Like that's all considered week one. And I think that's fair, right? Because even though it does actually take a whole week, from Saturday, August 27th, to get through the end of the week, Monday, September 5th, most all the teams are going to be playing one game, right? But then that kind of creates an interesting dilemma here because you've got FSU who will be playing two games in that stretch, right? FSU opens up against Duquesne next Saturday at 5 p.m. on ACCNet. And then that next Sunday, FSU plays game number two against LSU, but that's all considered week one. And I still prefer that to calling it week zero. Zero is the empty set. It's the null set. There's nothing there. Why are we calling it that? Right? Preseason college football. Preseason NFL football. This past weekend that just happened, that was preseason week one. All right? The Hall of Fame game does not count as preseason week one. That is its own thing. It's the Hall of Fame game. We don't call it week one. It's just a Hall of Fame game because it's by itself. It's a Hall of Fame game. It exists outside of week one, but it is not contained within a week. It is not week zero. It's just the Hall of Fame game.
But if there were multiple games on that night, they would have to call it week zero. No, they call it week zero.
Nope, I would call it week one.
If there were only like two games.
I would call it week one, and I would wrap that whole week up as week one.
Labor Day, not Memorial Day. I get those. Yeah. My bad.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. We got bigger stuff.
We're talking sports, man. Yeah, man. I mean, come on.
Roll with it. All right. I got a bunch more things that I need to talk about in this hour of the show, and we're going to roll with them when we come back, including there was a controversy, I guess, that happened on Friday night, Friday late afternoon, after Zoe and I got off the air. And I know it got beaten into the ground by the floating heads over the weekend, but I didn't get to talk about it. And I have the correct take about it. We're going to talk about that controversy that is entertaining as hell and way overblown when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo and you, this is the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last Friday, after we got off the air, there was a controversy that broke out in the Southeastern Conference. I don't know if it's controversy or not. I don't frankly care because it's not a big deal. But by gosh, it certainly sounded like a big deal. What? What are you laughing at? Oh, Mike, the First Take crew are doing the show live from a boat today because reasons. And Molly Quirum and Michael Irvin are like, now I'm assuming, we're not listening to the show. They're on a boat. Mike and Molly both have on those big orange over the neck life vests, you know, the annoying ones that nobody wants to wear, right? All of us are good with the life jackets that are like actual vests, but they have on like the big bright orange ones that wrap all the way around your head and neck or whatever. And they're both just wearing these on this like luxury yacht going down the Hudson River outside of their studios in New York. And I got to assume they're doing it to make fun of Stephen A. Smith, who has returned to First Take, who is wearing a bright orange sports jacket on a boat. Like, he's got a full suit, bright orange suit on a boat, which I'm assuming he wore because they're going on a boat. But it's like, why, you're on a boat, why are you wearing a full orange suit? And both of them have now officially donned the orange life vest. And Mike Irvin looks ridiculous, and I love it. I'm here for it. All right, let me get this, I don't know, I guess controversy in. John Calipari at the University of Kentucky sent out a I don't know if it was a tweet or what, because like I said, I don't really care. I guess it was a quote. John Calipari was interviewed by The Athletic, sports magazine, and Calipari said that he wants Kentucky to like continue to invest in the basketball program and get them some new facilities and whatnot for two reasons. Number one, because A, every D1 coach wants new facilities. And B, he said that Kentucky is a basketball school.
It is.
Right.
It always has been.
And I think the majority of us know that, right? We know that. That being said, you've got to acknowledge that Mark Stoops is doing a pretty damn good job at Tennessee as the football coach, right? Like a really good job.
At Kentucky.
At Kentucky. Doing a really good job at Kentucky as the football coach, which, by the way, is ranked in the top 25 preseason. South Carolina's not that yet. Kentucky is. Anyway, Stoops took offense because Calipari said, quote, this is a basketball school. It's always been that. Alabama is a football school. So is Georgia. I mean, they are. No disrespect to our football team. I hope they win 10 games and go to bowls. But at the end of the day, that makes my job easier, and it makes the job all of us easier. But this is a basketball school, and so we need to keep moving in that direction and keep doing what we're doing, right? Texas says he's not doing that good of a job. You don't even know where he's coaching. I'm literally doing a story about Kentucky. I'm obviously, that was a brain fart.
Yeah, I tried to get in there as fast as I could, but you know.
I literally said Kentucky six times. I just brain farted, all right? I'm not perfect. I'm close, but I'm not perfect. Anyway, and everybody came after Stoops. Like, of course it's a basketball school, you big dummy. Yes, he knows that. He knows that. But he's got to try to beat that narrative, guys. He's got to try to end the narrative that Kentucky's a basketball school, because here's the thing. Stoops has Kentucky at the highest point it's ever been in football. They are a preseason top 25 team. They're pretty good. They're not Georgia, they're not Bama, but they're pretty good, right? You know what a really good way to get a good football recruit to not come play for your school is? To tell them that your school cares about something else first, right? If you got a 4 or 5-star kid coming out of Kentucky and you're trying to keep that kid at home, and granted, if he's coming out of Kentucky, he already knows Kentucky's a basketball school. But you know what you can't have? You can't have the school going, yeah, football's an afterthought if you want that kid to play, you know, football. Because just like John Cal wants Kentucky to put all its resources into basketball, that football player wants to know that if he's going to come play for the Wildcats are going to invest in football. He wants to know that Kentucky cares about football. So of course Stoops is, even though we all know it's a basketball school, that Kentucky's on the map because of basketball. We're not dumb, we know that. But Stoops wants these football players who he's trying to get to take the, all right, Kentucky used to suck, then they were okay, now they're a preseason top 25. How do we get to that next step where we're a preseason top 10? How do we get to the next step where we're an SEC contender, right? And the answer is you got to get football players who want to play football there. But if you tell a football player, hey, we'd love for you to come to this school, but we're a basketball school. Our resources go to basketball, not football. And that same kid's getting recruited by Alabama, who built a barber shop into their 18th new recruiting facility in 18 years. Or Georgia, who is in the process of building yet another multimillion dollar football facility. Or Florida, right? Where the hell you think he's going to go? Is he going to go to the school that tells you, yeah, you're the second most important program, right? You're going to get whatever's left after John Calipari gets what he wants? Or is he going to go to the school that goes, no, 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 we're a football school. Our primary resources go to football, and whatever's left over for basketball, they get after that, right? And you can be successful at both. Alabama's been real good at both the last couple of years. Georgia's getting better at both, etc. The point is, John Cal's doing what's best for basketball, and Stoops is going, you are hurting me by doing that. You are hurting the football team's chances at getting better when you go, if you come to this school, the resources go to basketball, football second rate. You're hurting me. If I'm the AD, their asses are both in a chair in my office, and I'm going, guys, you lift each other up. We know, John Cal, we're a basketball school, but we are going to act as if we are an elite athletic school all over the place so that we can get every kid in here, not just the best basketball players. That's how it works. I don't know if it'll work, but that's how it works. It's a dumb thing to be upset about. Kevin wants to talk a little football with us. Kevin, welcome in, buddy. I got a couple of minutes for you, big guy.
What's happening, man? Real quick. Now that I know that you're going to be part of Burns football, I get to meet you like the second. Well, you know, we're already in week zero, so I guess we'll start 0.1 and 0.2 and all that.
it's week 0.5. I love it.
Right. So, but when Burns and Chapman hook up, I'm the sideline guy for Chapman, so I get to see what
Roe let's Brown go. With that day. Let's go. So one of the things I do, Kev, is on game day, I show up early. I walk the sidelines. I watch as much of the warm-ups as I can. I get out. Because, man, look, you get out there, you get that fresh smell of the cut grass, man. And even as a broadcaster, it gets you hyped, dude. It gets you excited. It gets you in the mood for a little football. So yeah, man, before that Chapman game, I'll be down on the field. We'll have to hook up and shake hands, brother. I look forward to it.
Bro, we're going to have to do it. Hey, man, nothing like walking that field, smelling the grass. And it actually takes you back to your days.
Oh, yeah.
A few minutes. Until that knee catch when you go and when you try to turn real quick and think you still got it, then that knee catch, then you think, that was 25 years ago.
Listen,
let me leave that alone.
Last center for like a week ran a video of Mike Tannenbaum trying to catch a punt, right? And the punt hits him in the chest, and it ends up knocking him over, and he like rolls backwards down the field, and everybody's laughing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, if Coach Shaw over at Burns is like, Rob Brown, we want to have you field a punt right now, I'm going to be like, no. No, I don't need video of me busting my A on the field because I'm 37, not 17, circulating on social media for the rest of my damn life. You know what I mean? I don't got it anymore, but I'll go out there and reminisce with the boys a little bit, and that way when the headset goes on, I'm as amped up as they are. I can't wait.
Oh, man, it's something crazy, man. So I can't wait to see and get you out there, man, so we can chop it a little bit and go ham before 7:30.
Oh, listen. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. We're going to go grab a bite to eat before that game, Kevin. Put it on the calendar, my guy.
Say no more. I got you.
Done and done. Appreciate you, Kev. Good to talk to you, big dog. Going ham at 9 a.m., courtesy of Kev. Looking forward to that. Yeah, Friday night, Brooklyn Casey comes to Burns. Going to be on the call for the first time. Can't wait, man. Going out to practice today at 4 o'clock to go eyes on with the squad. It's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a good time. All right. That is two hours in the books. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We got 1 hour left. We got a couple of things we need to knock out. All right. The Live Tour PGA Tour debate got a little heated last week, and there was some stuff that happened this weekend I want to get into very quickly. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about the Panthers preseason game, the stuff we haven't gotten to yet, and the most intriguing thing for Clemson football this year. There's one position that I think carries this team if they're going to be a bowl-eligible team this year. Playoff-eligible, not bowl. They'll be bowl-eligible. You know what the hell I mean. Lonzo's looking at me like, dude, hurry up and say the out. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.